Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, here we go again. The crew's bigger this week. Bigger, better, and probably all cut, but can't confirm or deny. So let's roll. Edwin.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get
All
rolling.
right.
Let's get
We're gonna
rolling
go
with some
right to
email.
email.
Yep.
This is sponsored by us, actually. Funny
Us.
story.
Buy a shirt, you cheap
Stop
bastard.
being so cheap. So, hey there, podcast friends. Are you ready to show off your love for the 1973 podcast? I mean, really, are you? I mean, come on, stop being so cheap. Really?
Are
Come
you
on.
ready?
I'm ready. We've got over 20 different designs of t-shirts and hoodies that capture the essence of classic stuff. Whether you're a fan of the show or just love the retro feel, we've got something for everybody. We really do. So can you stop being so cheap? Really? Come on. From bold print to subtle nods of your favorite personalities, each piece is made with top notch. I mean, top notch. I mean, come on.
Ed, you can confirm. Top
I
notch.
can't confirm. Yes, I can. I actually have it right over there, and I forgot to pull it back over here with me. Come on now. They're perfect for lounging at home or making a statement out and about. All right. And don't wait, our collection is flying off the shelves faster than you can say. Don't be cheap, buy a shirt. Visit us now at bonfire.com and grab your favorites before they are gone. 1973 Podcast T-shirt store on YouTube. Just click our link on our episodes. So this one is I gotta click into my other thing here. All right, my other window, you know. So this is directed to the man, the myth, the legend himself, the man at the bottom of the screen on my screen, Brad. So this one is titled Moon Landing. And this is from Dean from Gilbert, Arizona. Brad, is this one of your former, USAF people? I don't know. Hey, hello,
No.
tinfoil hats. Waiting on a segment on the moon landing, question mark, fake or not. Alcatraz prison escapes, are the astronauts, question mark. I don't know.
Edmund, you want to take that one? I believe the email, if you looked at it, which you probably didn't because you don't pregame, the email is conspiracy theory on the moon landing and the little curveball at the end. The three guys that escaped from Alcatraz, are they the astronauts? Sure,
Are you kicking that to me?
why not?
Um,
Yeah.
I think we've talked about the moon landing before, but we've and I think we've also kind of hit on like the Hollywood connections, and Stanley Kubrick, and they recently even made a movie depicting the moon landing in a Hollywood studio because under the premise that we got to beat the Russians there, so we're going to film it whether we make it there or not. And that's all by design. It's predictive programming. It's so when you go and Google, did we ever land on the moon? Guess what comes up? It's that stupid movie with Channing Tatum. Did we land on the moon? I don't know. Maybe. I think there's a lot of deeper questions here. Like, do you believe in outer space, first of all? Do you believe that we're able to break through the firmament? Yeah, we got to ask some more questions here before, do you believe that we're living on a round globe Earth and that there is an outer space, or has all just been bullshit that's fed to us by the government and by the media? There's a lot of questions to that. I think there's a lot of evidence, especially now with technology, we're seeing that the Mars landing and the moon landings, people are finding that same geographic shape and structure on Google Earth, like all over the world. They're like, wait a minute. NASA said we're on Mars, but here's this over in blah blah desert somewhere. And they're like, oh wait, hold on. Now I have even more questions, I don't know. I haven't heard the Alcatraz one though. Andy, have you heard that? That's a first for me.
I had heard something about it a while back, and I ended up looking after I saw the email. There is a theory that the escapees from Alcatraz are the famous crew of the Apollo moon landing. If you look at the mugshots of the guys and you look at the astronaut pictures, they're
That's
pretty much
wild.
identical, just like people have done with the Challenger explosion,
I've seen that.
where they've actually tracked these supposed people down, and they're like the right age. They look just like these people, and they all have mint jobs after the fact, like
Yep.
high paying, I can not worry about anything the rest of my life kind of jobs, almost like a high-end witness relocation in plain sight. So, yeah. Did these guys escape, or were they just taken away and, forced to, do like these secret ops? Who knows?
It's
Who knows?
crazy.
Yeah.
I'll say this though. You think about that moon landing with Neil Armstrong. You're telling me they launched a space shuttle, all right, into orbit. Then they launched a moon landing craft from that shuttle. It landed on the moon. They got with zero hiccups. They get out. They set up their camera and their microphones and their transmitters, and they beam this shit back to Earth in the 60s. Then they pack everything up, they get back in their launcher, they launch back up and back into orbit, and they come back down to Earth without a single issue, not one hitch. Since then, two shuttles have blown up, right? The Challenger and well, there was another one, right?
The other one was the Columbia.
Yeah,
Yeah.
two shuttles have exploded. Elon Musk can't get one in the air, right? Without it blowing up and come crashing back down. We
Even
can't
with
even
the
get through a
Columbia, yeah.
podcast in 2024 without technical hiccups
Yep.
and glitches. And you're telling me in the 60s they launched a mission to the moon and broadcast and live streamed it without a hitch. Nothing went wrong.
Three
I have a lot of questions with that.
Well, I always had three red flags on that, Brad. Three. One is if the astronaut boots from the actual suits that they have at the Smithsonian, the foot sole of the outfit doesn't match the footprint of the famous first print on the moon. Doesn't match at all, not even close. Second one is the famous shot of them leaving the moon where they have liftoff. How did that camera take that picture? Because it
Who's
actually
filming it?
it moves
Somebody
with it.
got left behind.
Right. It moves up with it.
Yeah.
And then was the third red flag with that. Oh, Nixon talking to him on the moon on a regular dial telephone. We can't even get good cell service if you're going through a tunnel. Never
Nope.
mind. And in 69, you're gonna get a phone with a cord and talk to
Yeah.
the so.
And talk to the moon. Yeah.
Once, and then they went back a bunch of other times, and they had the moon buggy that looks like the axle of an actual car that they just stripped and put two jumpy
Yeah.
seats on it, and how'd they get this all this hardware there? And then they said they left a bunch of stuff back, and then they never went back. So, and then all the footage has been supposedly destroyed. They couldn't the real footage like that has never been archived or preserved or anything like that for to be rewatched or high def or 4K. I want to see some 4K footage of that, not separate tone, like it's an old cowboy western type setup.
Bro, we have astronauts stranded on the International Space Station right now. We because of Boeing malfunctions and defects and whatever, they can't fix it. They don't know when those guys are coming back. They've been up there for like 3 or 4 months already.
Well, what they need to do is get some of that technology out of the closet from way
Yeah.
back in NASA and go get those guys.
Go back to the 1960s, figure out what they did, bring them home.
Yeah.
That's how they did it.
Go up there with a monkey or get them home. Get them home. Throw a chimp on there and make it a reality TV show. Go on and rescue them. Something like that.
Crazy.
Out there
Yeah.
was Pat fucked up. I thought they landed on the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could be good too. Could
I believe
spin into that. We've been here the whole time.
you missed the ending. That
Yeah, what
was
they need to get Aerosmith to cut a song and then get Bruce Willis
Yep.
to go fly up there and rescue these guys off ISIS. That's what they need to
Bruce
do.
Willis is saving anybody.
Well, what's gonna have to
That's a
happen is
conspiracy too, Branko. That's fake.
he's not going to talk about it.
they're gonna have to get
Yeah, he
Ben
can't talk
Affleck to
about it. He has
drive.
dementia.
Yeah. Well, he's going to sit in the passenger seat now. Ben Affleck's going to drive.
Yeah.
He'll be there. He won't remember it, but he's there for the photo op.
Guys going to
Wow.
hell. Swarm.
Look at everybody. Like, oh yeah,
Confirmed.
oh so harsh. Oh. So you want to wrap that up, Professor? You want to bring us home or no? with that. Think.
All I'm going to say about the whole Alcatraz thing is that there's a show out called Expedition Unknown, and they actually did an episode on the Alcatraz escape, and it's pretty cool if you ever wanted to watch it. And he actually tried to escape the way they say they escaped, and he damn near killed himself, but it is possible. But one of the relatives of one of the guys that escaped supposedly got a postcard from one of the escapees, and they had all made a deal when they escaped. Some drug dealer from Colombia helped them escape, and they all were in Colombia supposedly. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but they all moved to Colombia, and that's where they all lived till they died.
Your Uncle Pablo?
And it wasn't Pablo. They didn't say actually, but
So I guess we'll wrap up this email. I thought it was a good email. I mean, something
Good
different.
email.
Yeah, definitely different. So let's talk about something that somebody on the panel took 2 pages worth of notes. The challenge was for our buddy, Big D, to watch Friday Night SmackDown. And he was not impressed at all. So what didn't you like, Dennis? Come on now.
All right. Okay. So now I know why I stopped watching wrestling when I was a teenager. Okay. So
Because it gives you homoerotic thoughts, just say.
I did not watch it live. I DVR'd it because I was watching my son play football Friday night. But I just made some observations as I did watch this morning. So and these are just random thoughts, okay? So Triple H is still awesome. Cody Rhodes is lame and skinny. The sound kept cutting out on that first match, at least on the feed I had.
By design.
Roman Reigns has bad hair. The werewolf guy looked like he can kick some ass, whoever that guy is. Piper is a big gal. Can anyone get pinned the first time?
No such thing. Never, never, never.
Perfectly placed, perfectly clean garbage can to smash over someone's head.
It's not
This
gonna
is
be
literally,
dirty. It's gonna be a used garbage can.
there was not a thing in it. This is literally for children. A Town Down Under are way too oily. There's way too much back hair on that guy Ricky, who was the sub for Kevin Holmes's match.
Kevin
Randy,
Owens, that guy Ricky's not even a regular. That was part
I
of the bit.
know, and his back hair was atrocious. Randy Orton is a very large man. Can
380.
they fight in the ring?
Question mark.
In match ads are lame, but I get it now because it's a live thing and they wanted people to still see the action. So I didn't really figure that out until after. Randy Orton is giving me Batista vibes. This is so fake and lame. I kept going through that.
That's supposed to be real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
They're gonna need a new desk for the announcers. They've power slammed someone into it 5 times already in the first hour. I did like the double stunner with the Orton and Owens match at the same time. Kevin Owens looks like the fat kid wearing his t-shirt in the pool. He
He's
shouldn't be
supposed
wearing a
to.
shirt.
That's his gimmick.
Okay, he looks like the fat kid in the pool swimming. Nick Aldis looks like the guy from Coldplay. Backstage interview, lame. Okay. Cody needs to shave that chest hair. Naya is a fat J-Lo.
Yes.
Booker T alert. I saw Booker T. That's one guy I actually knew. Okay. When they came back from a segment. Second page. We're on to the second page. Bailey. Nice nose ring. Those were cool back in 2018. Tiffany Stratton is Char from Clueless.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Naomi? She was wearing these glow shoes that light up. Only one of them was working. That's a bad experience. Twerk alert when she like slammed her ass into Stratton's face. That was cool. Him alert when Carmelo Hayes was introduced. That's lame. He did have nice shades though. His hair looks like it hurts. It's tied so tight on Carmelo Hayes. It looks like it hurts.
Oh,
Andrade is going Lucha Libre style. I like the mask.
Yeah.
Don't they know they're going to get jumped when they're playing to the crowd from behind? How has the Prime hydration display survived the 2 hours without getting destroyed? That thing was perfectly set up for the entire thing. Nobody ever touched it.
Good point, actually.
These ads are killing me. Wegovy for the win, okay, when I was watching ads. I don't know who the hell LA Knight is, but I'm getting Ric Flair vibes. I did like that guy. What the hell does OTC mean? I still do not know. People pay money to see this?
Lots of money.
Lots of money.
Again, Cody Rhodes is too skinny.
He does need to work out some more.
The staring and
get on
pausing,
that steak diet.
Yeah.
The staring and pausing is making me nuts. Lastly, beep to the damn time, damn it, because my DVR stopped recording during the last exchange between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, so I don't know what the fuck he said to him. That's it. I will never watch that crap again.
You made some valid points. I'm not even mad at you.
So, listen, it's fantastic.
Brad, come on, Brad. Come on, Brad.
Listen, I got to applaud Dennis. It was great notes. Very good narration. Very Jim Cornette style. I love it. That's a deep dive right there. Now, Bradford, here's your chance for wrestling rebuttal.
So, first of all, Dennis, the audio was cutting out because the crowd was saying bad words and USA won't let it play on the fucking
air. Okay. All right. Makes sense.
All right. So all right. Sometimes the crowd gets so rowdy, because it's on like a 2 or 3 second tape delay. First they bleep it, so it just goes dead. And if they're too rowdy, the screen just goes black. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
So with that being said, I really felt like the Bloodline story is just starting to heat up again. They had the Bloodline come and attack folks on NXT out of nowhere. It was freaking incredible. That werewolf guy, Jacob Fatu, is a freaking star. We had a cage match with Solo and Cody. And I'll give you this, man. Cody is kind of getting boring. He's got to drop the belt soon. It's got to happen. We're all sad and happy at the same time. It's got to happen. The cage match was great. It wasn't a 5-star match. I felt like they left a lot of meat on the bone. I feel like there was a perfect time. They could have brought Jay or Jimmy or Paul Heyman out, but they didn't. We had Solo line up against Roman. They yanked him out. Then you had Jacob Fatu line up. He shuts the cage. I was like, it's freaking on. It was going to be epic. What'd they do? They pulled him out. Why? Cause they got to build it up. They're not going to give us what we want on a freaking Friday night. They're going to wait in and out, you know, let them duke it out on freaking at Bad Blood. I told Jess in the middle of it, I was like, Jess, they're going to make a Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes tag match. Watch. 10 minutes later, they pull out the dang contract. So super excited for that. LA Knight, I forget, what'd you say? He reminded you of who? Ric Flair?
Yeah.
I get that. He has, you know, instead of saying woo, he said yeah. Yeah, same age. He's pretty old. He has a ripoff stunner. He does a lot of Stone Coldisms. But anyway, LA Knight's like the next up and coming guy, even though he's been up and coming for like 40 years. I felt like SmackDown going to USA. Man, yeah, I thought it was a banger of an episode. The Kevin Owens and Randy Orton match, tag match, even though that was just like filler. Who gives a crap? It was A-Town Down. But that match was so fun to watch, especially when they had George the Animal Steel's nephew come in all hairy and shit. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, KO hits him with a stunner, you know, classic Stone Cold thing, you know, hit some rando with a stunner. I thought it was a great episode. I'm excited for next week. You know, it's the premiere of Raw was on Monday. NXT was a banger. SmackDown was a banger. Like, we're back, boys. It's about to heat up. It's time to get going. Sorry you didn't like it, Dennis.
No, I just wanted to make fun of it. I want to have the alternative viewpoint. But this did make me, I was like, what are the demographics for this? So I went on the Google machine and I looked it up. Okay, so 20% of the demographic for WWE is under 17. Okay, 23% is in the 18 to 34 range.
You can thank Tiffany Stratton for those demographics.
26% is 35 to 49. And this is what shocked me. 30% of WWE's audience is 50 and over.
Oh, that's all you guys.
That's wild. It's wild. I had no clue.
Yeah, it comes in waves. Everybody that's watched it will notice that there's peaks and valleys to it. So I explained this one time on the podcast that, you know, if you were part of that 80s boom with Hulkamania, figure you're about 10, 12 in that area. Then when the NWO came on the scene, they got everybody when they were older to come back with a more adult style of wrestling that brought you back to it. So all the guys you remember from when you were younger are still available, plus new guys in the mix. And then you had that big Monday Night War. And so then it kind of, you know, fizzles and then it comes back. So now a lot of the people that are spending money on wrestling are the ones that have families and kids, and they're trying to, you know, bring them back into it for the love that they had, I think, when they were younger. And I think that's where they hit home with a lot of it. Could it be a lot better? I think so. But is it making a shit ton of money more than it ever has? Believe it or not, they are. They're selling out more internationally and in the United States more than they ever have in forever. So with they sell more now, believe it or not, than they did in the 80s. So it's crazy to think about it like that, but they bring in bigger crowds now and people spend way more money now than they did back then. So
did you see the announcement that they're cutting out the live low margin shows? So a lot of the house shows are getting cut.
They're just going for the big bangs.
Yep. That's pissed a lot of people off, but with PLEs under Triple H era being kind of condensed to five matches, and now we're losing a lot of the house shows, it's like, it's really going to drive up attendance, kind of, you know, because the shows are going to be more scarce now. So it's going to I think it's going to make it even more popular, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The hot part about that, though, is that it's going to turn it into like AEW, because the guy's not going to have any like ring time. So you're going to have, you'll have all your top guys looking like superstars, but the people that are like the crack jerk is not going to have any time in the ring to, in their craft, and by the time they get there, they're gonna suck.
Yeah, they're already struggling with that, I think, in WWE. So
real quick before we move away from the wrestling, I got a vibe when you were talking about the Roman Reigns Cody tag team, that are they the guys that are going to beat the Bloodline and put the belts on those guys?
No, I mean, it's going to be Roman and Cody tagging against Solo and Jacob Fatu, though. So I mean, the Tonga brothers, as fun as they are to watch, I think they're just kind of, I don't know if they're ever going to I don't think they've defended the titles yet. They haven't really, you know what I mean?
Put belts on them.
And they don't have the ring presence like the Usos did, you know, Jimmy and Jay. Like, those guys were so over, and the Tonga brothers, they're just kind of.
Yeah, well, they got them getting their asses kicked every week like they did to Solo. So, like, Solo made him a top guy, but the guy never wins a match.
Yeah, yep. And now Solo's getting a Solo push, pun intended. He still can't catch a fucking break, man. But I don't think Solo can carry a championship. Like, they're already trying to put him in, like, you know, undisputed territory. He should be working his way up through the Intercontinental and the heavyweights and the U.S. titles and stuff like that, or start with some tag titles. But I will say this, though. You were right, Andy. Like, they don't want Solo and Jacob Fatu, like, one or the other going against Roman Reigns, because Jacob is already showing up solo in the ring, on the mic, his personality, his character. It's all so over the top, and Solo is already kind of took a back seat to that. So yeah.
he is a star. It's just a matter of how they showcase him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They've had a lot of guys over the years in the McMahon years that were uber over like with fans, but they never did anything with them. And you know, that's a long list of guys. So let's move away from wrestling and go to start talking some football. We'll go with Tom Shitty Picks and start talking some picks in NFL crapola.
All right. Tom Shitty Picks is brought to you by Brock Street Brewing Company, located at 244 Brock Street South in Whitby, Ontario. Everything they brew is in-house, including their beers, their seltzers, their vodka sodas, and their hard iced teas. So if you're in the Whitby area, go check them out and tell them the 1973 podcast sent you. Well, last week's pick, you know, was right here. Shitty. It was, I picked Arizona to beat K-State, and they got demolished. I was right with the receiver. The receiver kicked ass, had like 100, almost like, I think 175 yards receiving, had 11 catches, but nobody else on the team did shit. So I'm going to throw that away. And there's two people on this panel that I think are going to need earmuffs for this pick this coming week. I'm going USC and Michigan. After watching Michigan for 2 weeks and watching their quarterback turn the ball over like five times in two games, I can't see them beating USC. I'm going with USC. The kid, I think his name's Mitchell Moss, the quarterback for USC. He's really impressed me. As much as I hate USC because I'm not a fan of Lincoln Riley because he left my Oklahoma Sooners a couple of years ago. But this year they look pretty damn good. I'm picking USC to beat Michigan.
Michigan struggling.
Big time.
All right, Thomas. Let's start talking some NFL. This is your thing. Let's go.
Well, I know the guys wanted to talk about certain incident that happened this past week in the football world. Tyreek Hill got pulled over, got yanked out of the car, got arrested. So let's put it to the panel. What do you guys think?
Go to Ed. And Shaggy. Shaggy's been sitting here. He didn't add anything during the wrestling.
I thought he was still sleeping.
He didn't talk about the moon.
Thought he was asleep.
Fucking wake up, guy.
I'm above Backlund. Did I miss that part of the wrestling part?
Let's go, Shaggy. Go first.
Yeah, about Tyreek Hill. I mean, it might have been over the top, but like, I just can't stand the man anyway. He's a piece of shit, so. I'm sure some of his baby mamas didn't mind that he got arrested, so.
Ed?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, he's an incredible talent, but I don't think he's an incredible human being by any means of the imagination. I would have to say, I do believe that he did have one or two incidents already, and I believe that there was a domestic assault incident a few years ago. So, you know, and then part of it is just like, you know, if you're a captain on the football team and you're running late, that doesn't go so well, you know. And the thing about it is like, you know, it doesn't give the smell test too well. Now, on the other hand, did law enforcement take it a little bit too far? I do believe that they did as well. It's a simple moving violation. You don't have to handcuff anybody. You don't have to put anybody down on the ground. So, I mean, I think that, you know, both parties were at fault. Do I lean a little bit more towards that there was a little bit more excessive force that needed to be used? Absolutely. And I think that, sometimes just because it's probably not a good idea to say, do you know who I am? It's probably just smart just to give your driver's license and your insurance information and just shut your gap.
Come on. What are people doing Florida things? You know what it's like.
I do. I know exactly what it's very true. But that's my thing is just that, you know, like, I think that, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. I think that both sides were at fault, but I really do believe, as many friends as I have in law enforcement, I do believe that there was a little bit more excessive force than what needed to have happen in a simple traffic stop like that. Just saying.
So no straight out of Compton for you?
Nope.
Okay.
Rest of that contract for me. Nope.
All right. Bradford, you want to add to this football drama?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think he was doing like 80 or 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone. So, like, you're going to get pulled over. And he wouldn't roll his window down. Like, I get it, man. He's a celebrity. You know, he plays for the Dolphins. He's on his way to the game. My thing about it was the cops rolled up and they were like, oh, hey, yeah, look, it's Tyreek Hill. And then all of a sudden they wanted to like take officer safety into account. And they're like, if you don't roll your window down, we're going to yank you out. Like, y'all just identified him as Tyreek Hill. I'm pretty sure Tyreek is going to come up blasting everybody. Like, he's, you know, he's a pro football star. Like, so you got to take all these little nuances into account, like who you're dealing with, where the, what the situation is. And the first, I watched the whole video, man. And I mean, that first cop was talking to him, sounded scared. He was nervous. He was like, oh shit, I got Tyreek Hill. I don't know what to do. He kind of choked. And then old roid rage in the background, like, takes over, yanks the door open, pulls him out. You know, they cuff him up. And like Ed said, it's a ticket. Is it a felony stop? Yeah. But do they have the discretion probably to be like, hey man, since you're Tyreek Hill, here's a ticket. You're doing court. We'll settle this that way. Get to the game, whatever. Like, it could have been said and done right there. Or if you are going to cuff them and arrest them, cuff them and arrest them. Be like, hey man, we know who you are. This is what's up. You're getting arrested because a felony speeding. This is a felony traffic stop. You're going to jail. You don't have to tackle them in handcuffs and slam them on the ground the way that they did. You know, they had him cuffed up. They told him to sit down. He was like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to sit down. Next thing you know, the cop jumps on his back. I'm like, what the hell kind of tactic is this, man? Like, you don't just go, you don't do that to people, man. And was he being non-compliant? Yeah, but he was being passive. Was he actively being non-compliant? No, he just said he was going to sit down. Like, there's levels that you're taught to escalate, and there's tools you're given to escalate. You're also given tools to de-escalate. And none of those cops showed any tools or training to de-escalate that situation. It could have been handled so much better on both parts, man. I don't want to say that because the cops were assholes that Tyreek gets a pass. If he would have gotten an accident, he would have obliterated whoever he hit, you know, doing that, going that fast in a 55. Like, if he would have hit a pedestrian, and we've all been to pro sports games, there's a lot of people walking. He would have, it would have turned into pink mist. So highly irresponsible for him to be doing that as well. You know, like, he doesn't get a pass just because the cops were being assholes. He needs to learn a lesson. You can't drive like that.
Didn't they handcuff his teammate too, that was like checking on the situation?
Yeah. One of the teammates got hooked up too. I don't know if he was also speeding though.
I don't think he was. I think he was just checking to make sure it was all right.
Yeah.
Dennis, thought you want to weigh in on that?
Come on, Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think Ed and Brad both said it really well. I think there was blame on both sides to go around. When I first saw other people's videos, I didn't see what the cops did. So, you know, it's, you know, okay, Tyreek being Tyreek. When I saw the video of what the secondary officer did, I did think it was a bit excessive, especially when he was saying that he just had knee surgery and that's why he didn't want to sit down, and the cop basically just kind of like jumped on his back. Like, those are $1 million legs, right?
Yep.
So he's really gotta watch out for him. But I think it could have been handled much better by both parties. And I think the social media world kind of takes things, runs with them, explodes them into exactly.
Yep. They're eating pets in Ohio, so what? I mean, what more can you ask for?
That's right. You got to go find some cats.
Thomas, you want to get to these football picks or what?
Got one more thing I think we should talk about. I want to know what these guys think. Tua from Miami. I'm not even going to try the last name.
Let's go to the person that can actually really speak out. Let's go to Shaggy on this one.
Retire. Save your brain. Retire.
Yes.
You have enough money, you can start another career and survive off that until you figure out what you're doing.
Now, Shaggy, yeah. It is true that concussions, they do have that cumulative effect, do they not?
Yes. Well, let's say, if you notice now, every time he gets hit now, he goes right into that postural, like, automatically.
Yeah, I think as one of the sponsors of this podcast should be something to do with CTE, because I guarantee there's multiple concussions on this panel. Guaranteed.
I said, technically, no, I never went to the doctor.
Good point.
Terrain damage is a terrible thing.
All right.
Ryan, anyone else have anything
to add on that?
I think he's going to stay playing. He'll be out for his 4 weeks, and he'll be right back in there.
Dennis?
Right.
Yeah, I think, well, it's obviously unfortunate. I felt very bad for the kid more than anything, especially seeing his kind of hand clinch up. And it was kind of ironic that the guy he slammed into was Damar Hamlin, who died on the field 2 years before. So I just think I hope he evaluates the situation properly and does what's best for him and his family. But like to Ryan's point, that's a lot of money to leave on the table, and I'm quite sure he's going to sit out and then come back.
They were saying that he's got like $126 million guaranteed, even if we stop playing.
Right. It's a lot of money on the table, but what if they're, just paying for you like pissing in a bag?
Yeah, I don't think Steven Ross is going to like him retiring too much.
You might not have to worry about your own well-being when you knock yourself out and the guy that's tackling you didn't even tackle you. All you did is lower your head into him.
Right, exactly. He put a on him. He caught him.
Yeah. Hey, you got to say he's a gamer, though.
Oh, yeah.
Down by 21. You just lead him with the head.
He needed a little bit more Don Beebe in this game, right?
Jesus.
I just think that like he should just, as far as the hard knocks that we've all seen throughout the years of watching football that the NFL used to promote on video cassettes, by the way, we've seen much more vicious hits than that. Anything about it is just a, like with the cumulative effect. Like, that really wasn't a big collision. Was it sound? Yeah. But when he postures like that over a hit like that, bro, you're done. Like, your brain is scrambled and fried.
He is Glass Joe in the Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah, very much so. Yep.
If you don't, Joe, do all you guys remember Wes Welker?
Yeah.
His career, he was on the top of his game, and his career ended relatively quickly because he had a lot of concussions consecutively.
Yep.
So I can kind of see that happening with him too.
When you run it slants into, basically into a zone, you won't get your head taken.
Edelman's doing all right.
They changed.
I don't know, is he?
They changed the rules. I just watched. Hey, it was who the hell was it? I forgot who it was. They're playing Pittsburgh. Some guy tipped the ball. Wes Welker wasn't even near the ball. They fucking laid him out.
Yeah.
He was out cold.
And I mean, I just think that, I think he's a good kid, and I hope that he does the right thing and he listens to the right people. From what I understand, like that $92 million, he's basically, that will go away. And that for the most part, like it'll fall off the salary cap and he'll be able to keep his signing bonus. And on Shaggy's point, he'll be able to start another career. Like, I think his signing bonus was like $20-something million. $20 million is, it's a lot of money.
And you can do a lot with it. He'll work at Bucky's.
Yeah. Well, Bucky's actually pays pretty well, just so you know.
They pay good.
Yeah, they do.
They pay really sandwich. Well. That brisket's good over there.
Sure is. I mean, look, general manager of Bucky's can make between $150,000 to $200,000 a year.
What if you slip on the grease?
I bet you could probably own one yourself.
There you go. Put that Jimmy cap on for that.
Working.
All right. Are we ready for the picks?
Well, what are the standings of the picks right now?
Oh, yeah.
I've got it right here. We've got a tie for first place right now. Brad and Andy are both 13-3. Ed and Shaggy are 12-4. Ryan's 11-5. And Chris, Dennis, and Tom are all 10-6.
Whoa.
I'm going to blame my kid.
Well, that's very 2024, yeah?
So here we go. Week 3, game 1. Thursday night, the New York Jets at home against the New England Patriots. Andy.
Jets.
J-E-T-S. All right. Mr. Branko.
Jets.
Everybody's going to take my picks now.
Ed?
I'm glad you picked it before me.
Man, since I'm wearing the jersey tonight, I as bad as the Jets looked the other night against the Niners, I'm going to go with the Patriots. The Patriots are actually, like, they played pretty well against the Bengals. They're certainly not an offensive juggernaut by any means of the imagination. And Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe, or Steve Grogan aren't walking through that door.
They didn't win with Dennis.
Yeah. I think that defense can get after Aaron. So I'm going to go with the Pats.
Homer.
All righty.
Homer.
Jaggy.
I'm going with Pats.
Ooh,
all right. Who the Cowboys playing?
I think this game is kind of a pick'em game for me, man. I mean, both teams are relatively unproven. But I got to go with that Jets defense, and hopefully Aaron pulls something out.
All right. I think the Jets defense is a little pissed off. I think, especially I think after that game. I mean, they play this week. If they can't lose to Tennessee, I think the next couple weeks. It's like must-win games for them if they want to still have a chance in the AFC East. So I'm going to go with the Jets. Game two, Cleveland Browns at home against the New York Giants. Andy.
Give me the Brown kids.
All righty. Ryan.
What he said.
All righty. Ed.
Well, I mean, Deshaun Watson, I mean, he's been playing pretty terrible, but nobody can be as bad as the Giants can be. I mean, especially watching that hard knock stuff about Saquon. So I'm going to go with the Browns.
Yeah, right. Dennis.
Yeah, the Giants are fucking dog water. Whoever they're playing, the team I'm taking.
Cleveland. Jesus Christ.
Shaggy?
I agree. Whoever the Giants play, I pick the other team. Go Browns.
All righty. Brad.
Yeah, Browns for that one.
All right. I think the Giants might have looked the worst out of any team in the league. That offense, Daniel Jones looks terrible. So I'm going to go with Cleveland. Next game, Tennessee Titans at home against the Green Bay Packers. Andy.
Packers.
All righty. Ryan.
Going on my own, Titans.
All right. Ed.
Packers.
All righty. Dennis?
I'm going to go with Tennessee on that one.
Okay. Shaggy?
Who's the Packers QB? Anybody know right now?
Malik Willis.
Tennessee.
I'm going with Tennessee.
All right. Brad?
Malik Willis can ball. I wouldn't sleep on him. Will Levis looks... really bad. Green Bay.
All right. Yeah. As a Tennessee Titans fan, Will Levis sucks. So I'm going to go. I think this is a Malik Willis. If he's ever going to have a good game, it's going to be against these guys because that's who traded him a few weeks ago. So I'm going to go with Green Bay. Green Bay. Next game, Indianapolis Colts at home against the Chicago Bears. Andy.
Colts.
All righty. Ryan.
Colts.
All righty. Ed.
I'm going with the Colts. I told you guys about Caleb and his passing last week.
Dennis.
I'm going to get the Colts here.
All righty. Shaggy.
I'm going with Colts just because Corbett doesn't paint his nails.
All righty. Brad.
I'm going to pick the Colts on this one.
All righty. It's going to be a clean sweep for the panel. I'm going with the Colts on this one, too.
That means.
What's that?
You know, that means the other team's going to win.
Yeah.
100%.
Next game, Minnesota Vikings at home against the Houston Texans. Andy.
Texans.
Who was that? It skipped on me.
Texans.
All right. Ryan.
Texans.
All righty. Ed?
Texans.
Okie dokie. Dennis?
H-Town.
All righty. Shaggy.
Texans.
Okay. Brad.
Yeah, Houston.
Yep. I'm going to go with Houston as well. Sam Darnold, he's not going to duplicate the game he had last week. I mean, I know there's a game in between, but I can't see them beating Houston. Next game, New Orleans Saints at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy.
Eagles.
All righty. Ryan.
Eagles.
All righty. Ed.
I'm going to go with the non-Houdat team, and I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All righty. Dennis.
Philly.
Okie dokie. Shaggy.
I'm going with the Saints to break this shit up.
All righty. Brad.
Although I'm 99% sure the Eagles are going to win, I really want to see what the Saints can do. After the Cowboys beat them tomorrow, I think the Saints are going to be hungry, and they're playing in the Superdome. I got to go with New Orleans on this one.
All righty. I am going to go with Philly on this one. I think they impressed me a little bit. Their defense still looks a little shaky, but I think David Carr is just going to make a couple more mistakes than he should, and Philly's going to win that game.
100%. All
right. Next game. Pittsburgh Steelers at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Andy.
Three Bradshaw on the Steelers, please.
Ooh. All right. Ryan.
Dan Fouts and the Chargers.
All righty. Ed.
Go, Chargers, go.
All righty. Dennis.
Philip Rivers.
All righty. Shaggy.
In Harbaugh, we trust.
All righty. Brad?
Chargers.
All right. I'm going with the Chargers as well.
We need to throw some spreads in this.
Did you guys see the story about Harbaugh and Justin Herbert? He came up. Harbaugh has a tradition with his quarterbacks where he comes and he, during warmups, and he starts beating on their.
Oh, yeah. To smack them.
And Justin Herbert didn't know what the hell was going on. He didn't know he did that. So he's like, what the fuck is he doing to me? So he said, now he knows what to expect. He's going to tell him to hit him harder. But
his friends have probably heard him.
Sunshine.
All right. Next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the Denver Broncos. Andy.
Tampon Bay.
All righty. Ryan.
Yeah, Bucks.
All righty. Ed.
Buccaneers, baby.
All righty. Dennis.
Give me the swashbucklers.
All righty. Shaggy.
Give me the Bucks.
All righty. Brad.
My favorite part of this podcast is when Andy says Tampon Bay. So, Buccaneers.
I'm going to go different. I'm going with the Broncos this game. Tampa Bay, granted, they'll probably be back, but going into this week here, they've got five starters on defense that are hurt. So I'm going to go with Bo Nix, and I'm going to say Sean Payton's going to be able to scheme enough and just sneak out a win. I think it's going to be an ugly-ass game, but all right, next game, the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Carolina Panthers. Andy.
Yes.
My Raiders.
All righty. Ryan.
Just for Andy, I'll take Las Vegas.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going to go the place of the new spear. I'm going to go the Raiders.
All righty. Dennis?
Is it in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, then give me the Raiders.
All righty. Shaggy?
You really would consider taking Carolina? Really? They suck. They're terrible.
I think both teams suck.
They're down there with the Giants.
Both teams suck.
Well, the Raiders are better than Carolina, though.
Hey, Carolina's the worst team in the history of football right now.
Next to the Giants.
They are terrible. So the Raiders.
Even worse than 100%. The 0-16 Lions?
They're bad. Yes, they're bad.
I'm going with the Raiders as well. I think they're already going to start tanking for the first pick between them and the Giants because they're both hurt.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
The whole front office is gone. If you watch that Hard Knocks thing, oh, my God.
Next game, Seattle Seahawks at home against the Miami Dolphins. Andy.
I will take the fish to block.
All righty. Ryan?
After what I've seen, I'll go Seattle.
What was that?
Okay. Ed.
Oh, man, that's a pick'em game, man. But I'm going to go with the Dolphins. They still have more talent than what the Seahawks got.
All righty. Dennis.
Give me the Dave Craigs.
All righty. Shaggy.
Were they playing Seattle?
Yeah.
Give me the Steve Largents.
All righty. Brad.
Seattle.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going. If I'm basing this on Skylar Thompson playing quarterback, and if Mostert's still out, I can't see them beating Seattle at home. So I'm going to go with Seattle. Next game, the game of the week, I think. The Dallas Cowboys at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Andy. Oh.
Said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm here to make friends. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Whoa. All righty. Ryan. Oh, wait a minute. He's got
the Ravens. Is he grabbing his Cowboys vibrator?
Did I hear Ravens on that? I want to see that on camera.
Somebody said it. Somebody said it.
All right. Ed.
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
All righty. Dennis.
Baltimore. Baltimore.
All righty. Shaggy.
Oh, Baltimore.
All righty. Brad, I don't know if I have to ask this, but I will.
Y'all are some busters. These colors don't run, baby. This is a Dallas proven game. We're going to beat the Ravens and put the whole league on notice.
He inserted the Cowboys vibrator.
Until the
busters. And then y'all are busters. Every one of you.
I'm going with the Ravens. I can't see Dallas. I don't know. Their defense, their secondary is hurting right now. So I'm going to go with Baltimore.
They don't need a secondary because Lamar Jackson doesn't throw the ball. They don't need a secondary.
I can't see their linebackers keeping up with either one of Likely or Mark Andrews.
Have you seen Overshown or Micah Parsons? They're going to feast, baby. Get ready.
You better hope they do, Brad. This is big words.
Next game. Another good game.
It's going to be because of Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Rams at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Andy.
I am going to take Freddie Mercury's favorite football team, San Francisco.
All righty. Ryan.
Why do I got to follow him? I'll take the 49ers.
Ed.
Going to go with Niners, even though McCaffrey's already out on IR, but they're the better team. I think it's going to be close.
Mason's putting up a $1.50 and a touchdown without him. It don't fucking even matter.
I'm on my team, baby. Let's go.
Dennis?
I'm going to go against the grain here and go with the Eric Dickersons.
All righty. Shaggy?
I'm going to the Niners. Give me Ronnie Lott.
All righty. Brad?
Yeah, San Fran on that one.
Yeah, I'd like to take the Rams, but I got to make a couple games up on you guys, so if Puka Nacua is out for the game, I just can't see them keeping up with the 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers.
They do have Cooper Kupp, you know.
Yeah, but he's
pretty
always
good, by the way.
Yeah.
He's old.
He's like catching 15 balls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Next game, the Arizona Cardinals at home against the Detroit Lions. Andy.
Lions.
Who's that?
Lions.
Oh, I'm sorry. In here.
Detroit.
Detroit.
He must thought he was on WWE with the awkward silence bullshit.
Detroit.
Bringing the mic.
Ryan.
The Lions.
All right. Ed.
Lions.
Who are the Detroit Lions?
Dennis.
Bye.
I will take the Barry Sanders.
All righty. Shaggy.
Oh, I will take the Lions also.
All righty. Brad.
Detroit Rock City all day.
All righty. Clean sweep for the panel. I'm going with Detroit on that game. Next game, the Atlanta Falcons at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy.
Do I have to buzz in?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, can we just call this one across the board an even seven?
Yeah. Do we have to go around? Can we just say the Chiefs?
Let me. Who are the Kansas City Chiefs, Alex?
All right. Ding, ding, ding. Ryan. All righty. Ed.
Chiefs.
All righty. Dennis.
Kansas City.
All righty. Shaggy.
Is this thing on? I'll take Chiefs.
All righty. Brad.
Chiefs.
All righty.
Book
clean
it.
Sweep. Clean sweep. All right. Next game, the Buffalo Bills at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Andy.
Who are the Buffalo Bills?
All righty. Ryan.
Buffalo Bills.
All righty. Ed.
I'll go with the Bills. They looked unstoppable the other night.
All righty. Dennis.
I got to go against the grain a little bit to make up some games here. So I see the Bills stubbing their toe here. Jacksonville.
All righty. Shaggy?
Give me the Bruce Smith.
All righty. Brad?
They lost all their Super Bowls, but they won't lose this one, the Buffalo Bills.
I've been on the Jacksonville train since last year. I think their defense will be able to stop James Cook a little more, slow him up a little bit, and their secondary can keep up with the no-name receivers for Buffalo. I'm going to go with Jacksonville in this game. Final game, Monday night, Cincinnati Bengals at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy.
We'll take Susanna Hoffs and the Bengals.
All righty. Ryan.
I will go also the Bengals.
All right.
I'm just going to say, who put this game on Monday night?
The Commanders? Yeah, this is a horrible game.
They get a Monday night? They suck. But I'm going to go.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is you're going to be watching Monday Night Raw instead of this game, Ed? Is that what I'm reading into it?
That's what it sounds like, Andy.
I think you're delusional from lack of sleep.
That's what it sounds like. He's going to be watching Raw instead.
Yep. Clean sweep on Raw for Monday.
I think that you have, old school third shift memory loss going on right now.
Wait, CTE.
There you go. Sorry.
Don't make fun of CTE on the podcast then.
Yeah, do that.
Dennis.
Talking about CTE, give me the Vontaze Burfict.
All right. Shaggy.
I'll take you Joe Theismann's.
Wow. Ooh, all right. Wow.
That's Brett.
Burrow, pick up a water bottle.
Yeah. Cincinnati.
Yep. All right. I'm going with Cincy as well.
It's
going to be a horrible game. I'll watch it, but it's going to be a bad game to watch. All right, that's it, AC.
All right, so we're going to wrap up the sports talk. We're going to go do a deep dive with Bradford in his tinfoil hat. He didn't ask me to put the share on. If I have to put the share on for him, he's supposed to do that ahead of time. Do you need the share on, Brad?
I don't need the share on. Okay. I don't need it.
All right, so Thomas, take us into the tinfoil hat, please.
All right, I got to freestyle this because I don't have the promo thing in front of me, but this week's Brad's Tinfoil Hat Conspiracy of the Week is brought to you by a book by our very own Andy Clark, Elliot Clark, The Story of Undying Love. It's at Amazon.com. It's the story of Elliot Clark, a 21-year-old dog when he passed away at the time of his death. I believe it could have been a world record. I'm not positive, but I'm not going to go the Donald Trump way and say it definitely was, but we're going to say it was. So back to you, Brad.
All right. Welcome to the Tinfoil Hat segment. And I know we just hit the 9/11 anniversary. Woo. So out of respect for them, I'm not going to deep dive into 9/11. I know you guys are expecting it. I know you guys probably want me to talk about how Towers 5 and 7 crumbled to the ground, even though they weren't hit by planes. I know you guys want me to probably talk about how Tower 7 was announced that it was crumbling on BBC an hour and a half before it actually fell, but I'm not going to talk about that. I know you guys probably want me to talk about how molten metal burned at ground zero for 3 months. Kind of like how thermite would burn if it was used in the demolition of a building. But I'm not going to talk about that, guys. I know you guys probably want me to talk about how there was massive destruction at ground zero, but yet they were able to find a handful of passports of people that were Al-Qaeda and Taliban and whatever. But I'm not going to talk about that, guys. I know you guys probably want me to talk about how the Twin Towers were failing as a business. They had more empty rooms than they had filled rooms. Nobody was actually using them for business. Granted, there were still thousands of people died, but there weren't the building offices weren't filled up to capacity. So it was losing money. I'm not going to talk about that, though. I know you guys want me to talk about how the Twin Towers were full of asbestos, and it would cost billions of dollars to remove the asbestos, and it was actually cheaper to demolish them, but they couldn't because of investors and monies and things like that. But I'm not going to talk about that, guys. I know you guys want me to talk about how Building 5 housed the Project El Dorado Task Force, which was tasked with investigating how money was transferred from America, from the CIA and the FBI to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. But I'm not going to talk about that. Out of respect for 9/11, I'm not going to talk about 9/11 stuff. Not going to do it, guys. Not going to do it. I am going to talk about a meme that Edward sent me about Gatorade from back in the day when we were kids, and Gatorade was literally water, some lemon lime flavor, salt, and sugar. Came in a glass bottle. It's actually pretty healthy for you. And now you grab Gatorade. It's in a plastic bottle. The plastic leaches chemicals into the drink. You look at the ingredients. It's a paragraph long. Maybe there's some like 10% of the drink is actually electrolytes. It's not what it used to be. Half those ingredients in Gatorade are banned in foreign countries. Why are we allowed to drink that garbage in America? I don't know. Kick it to you guys. Don't talk about 9/11 though, out of respect. Also, don't mention the dancing Israelis on 9/11, guys. I know Dennis is just wants me to get into that. But you can go Google that on your own, Dennis.
Ed, you want to take it from there? I know you love the tinfoil hat.
I really do love the tinfoil hat. I mean, I think that, there's definitely something about our food system and how unhealthy it is. And how why is food that has a ton of ingredients cheaper than something that only has one ingredient? I guess that would be my main point. And I mean, I believe that, Sir William Bradford, when he was growing up in, down there in the old, Commonwealth of Virginia, I mean, we all kind of grew up where there was kind of like regional farms and we kind of ate regional vegetables and that type of thing. Well, it's cheaper to ship processed food because it doesn't spoil. I think the thing about it is that, I think that there definitely needs to be some sort of change in our food system just due to the fact that, if you look back at our country, I mean, we are one of the fattest countries in the world.
No. No.
Yes.
We're going to do the stripes on that one. No.
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 Well, I'm going to kick it to, my Sergeant Hulk or Big Toe, I'm going to kick this to Shaggy then.
No.
Jeez, what a segue, Ed.
What a segue.
Let's go to the heaviest guy on the podcast this week.
Let me talk about the consumption of my processed food I eat down there. No, I agree. It blows my mind that shit is more expensive than stuff that's freshly grown. It blows my mind. I mean, less expensive than stuff that's freshly grown. That just blows my mind that you plant something and it costs you three times as much as buying garbage.
Yeah, if you look at a lot of things if you different feeds that you follow on your social media, whatever, a lot of people that have gone over to like Sweden and Finland and played hockey and they talk about their diet compared to here, even though they were eating healthy here, they find that they're even more healthier when they eat in other countries, and their nutrition table hasn't changed at all. They're just in another country eating the same way, and they find that they feel different. And it's just amazing that you even have to wonder what's in that naturally grown stuff. I'll put that in quotes. and how, you know, even that is that process also, but to a certain extent, not like, you know, cereal or, you know, Ritz crackers, but I'm just saying, to a certain point, why is the same 10 ounce piece of red meat here and a 10 ounce piece in Finland? Why is it taste different? Why is it make you feel different? And your diet hasn't changed. It's just where you're getting your source of nutrition from. So that's
good point.
Yeah, it's they always, Dennis is on the podcast, I'm going to get to him, but they always say that if you want to try to eat the healthiest you can, start with just eating the outer part of the supermarket, you know, from the deli section all the way around to the, you know, milk and cheese, and kind of define it from there and stay off the aisles. So that's where all most of the processed stuff is. So Dennis, thoughts on the processed food and everything that, you know, your journey has brought you on?
Yeah. So as somebody who's, you know, struggled with my weight for large majority of my adult and as a child, right? Processed food, switching to a more like as much single ingredient foods as you can eat is how I got into the shape that I am now. Like getting away from the processed food, like you were talking about, shopping in the perimeter of the store. That's where your meats are, that's where the vegetables are, that's where the fruits are, that's where all the crap that isn't processed is. My kids eat a lot healthier. You were talking about the Gatorade. It's probably the way they've changed the formula over the years. They want to make these things last as long as they possibly can. So they put as many preservatives and things into them so they will last on the shelves. They also try to make them as cheap as they possibly can so people will buy them, right? Instead of spending, you know, more money on higher quality foods. So I definitely think it's all about dollars and cents. All right. And if it's not making dollars, it don't make no sense is, you know, how big food treats this whole thing. So for me, I'm pretty passionate about it, right? As you know, so I'm a big proponent of, you know, single ingredient foods, whole foods, try to eliminate as much of the processed food, the sugar and all that shit.
One of the things that's changed so much is just, if you look at the big picture, because we all pay insurance, it's almost like it's so evil that they want you sick because there's more money in being sick than actually taking care of everybody and keeping them as healthy as possible. And you would think that with all the preservatives that they put in the food, it would kind of preserve you on the inside, but it really doesn't. The theory kind of works in reverse a little bit too. And it's just the conspiracy theory of what we're talking about with the tinfoil hat is, I think that it's another one of those evil things that they do, that it's like, we're just disposable as a workforce, you know, that worker ant mentality, feeding that one queen in the hive, or the, you know, however that you look at it, it seems like that's the way it's driven. And then when you see big manufacturing struggle, how can you not kind of say, well, you had a run of 100 years of treating people like this, and where people have that mindset now where they don't want to work. Is it from the COVID and being home? Are people tired of the lies or just being another number in, you know, it's like being a blade of grass in a big field. I mean, you just hate the rat race after a while with the way that it's fed to you. You know, whether it was, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, they get all those theories coming out of the Rockefeller type reset, where it's, you know, they give you a radio at first to keep you at bay when you go home to watch the news or listen to the news, and they get you for 8 hours during the day, and then they get you for 8 hours at night. And the only time you're really at peace is when you're sleeping. And if they could control that, they would too. So yeah, I mean, Brad always comes up with great, great theories. And I think, you know, we could expand on it so many different ways and talk about it as 50-year-old dudes that have seen, you know, everything. The norm when you were a kid, you know, the cereal in the morning, you know, everybody had their favorite cereal, especially the Phantom. had a cereal diet for many years with a working mother. So, I mean, what, how much more Americana did they explain stuff to you when we were kids? You know, Saturday morning TV, right? Great lineup of shows leading right into pro wrestling at 11 o'clock on Channel 56. But you had the lineup in the morning, right? Yeah. With your cereal.
You watched.
Channel 56. That was a deep, deep pull.
Right. So you had that, right? With Creature Double Feature and all that stuff afterwards. But the whole American thing on Saturday morning was watching those cartoons. And whether you were a comic book person or not, they bombarded you with cereal in commercials in the comic books. So it was like, you know, catered to kids. And then they get you hooked on cereal and sugar when you're a kid. And then when you're an adult, you got some kind of sweet tooth. And they still do it now with the way that the holidays are set up. So Easter is in April. 6 months later, Halloween. You get two times during the year where you're bombarded with sugar as a, you know, center of the holiday. They kind of keep you on that vibe the whole time. So, I mean, the system is set up for a reason. It's just a matter of changing it and finding a way to, you know, find that fountain of youth, I guess, right? That's what you're looking for. You're trying to curb all that crap and stay away from the process stuff, I would imagine, right, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad, I mean, the thing about it is that most people, like, if you want to lose weight right away, start tracking your food. Your typical macros should be around 40% carbs, 30% protein, and 30% fat. That's a fact. Adult men, whether you're playing athletics or not, should be drinking between 2 to 3 liters of water a day. Women should be drinking between 1 to 2 liters a day. That's a fact. That's science proven. That's coming straight out of a textbook. And you know, those right there, you can lose 10 pounds by just tracking your food and drinking water right there. You don't have to do anything else, you know? And, you know, then it becomes movement and that type of thing. And, you know, when it comes down to food, you know, cook at home, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to come out of a sheet pan out of the frozen food section, or it doesn't have to come out of a can. Now, don't get me wrong. Those Green Leisure peas, those are pretty badass. Not gonna lie. They're salty deliciousness, but they're not healthy for you, you know? And I mean, everything in moderation. And they say, you know, if you're 80-20 when it comes to diet, you're good to go. You know, I mean, like, you should be able to have a bowl of ice cream every now and again. You know, you should be able to have, like, you know, some chocolate every now and again. But I mean, and I'm going to speak on this for, I mean, but it wasn't as readily available to all of us as it is now. You know what I mean? I mean, you go into any gas station, back in the day, you didn't even go into a gas station.
I think the worst thing in that's come out over the last, like, maybe 10 years is those energy drinks. I mean, there's so many, the sports guys can talk about it. If you've coached or anything like that, one of the biggest, in my opinion, those sports drinks are one of the biggest causes of younger people having cardiac arrest at young age, because you don't have any idea what damage that stuff does internally. And if you're a regular drinker of it, I've seen people at work that drink those like you would drink a cup of coffee in the morning. And I don't know how you start your day, or you maintain your whatever, your motivation throughout the day with, you know, 3 or 4 of those, you know, energy drinks. That, I don't know, maybe call me crazy, but I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Brad, energy drinks?
I'll have one a day, but I used to drink. I used to drink like a whole pot of coffee a day. Like, I used to drink a lot of coffee. And I found that for me, tapering it down to one energy drink in the morning was a little bit better for me than coffee. But I think the real killer, though, is RFK Jr. talks about it. He's the only one that'll talk about it. Is if you go back and look at old pictures from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, there are no obese people in those photos. Now, I'm not talking about people that just got a little bit of weight on their bones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got this dad bod figure going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's normal. I'm a healthy, you know, young man, right? Emphasis on the young, young 41, you fucking jabronis. But you don't see in those old pictures, you don't see like heavy, 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 heavy overweight people. Now, I mean, I just got back from the beach a couple weekends ago. Granted, it was Alabama. It was Orange Beach. So different beaches than what you guys are used to. You know, it's the obese capital of the world. But I was like looking around the beach and I was like, holy shit. There's a lot of obese, like tubbies out here. Like there wasn't one attractive person in, you know, a 1 mile square radius. They were all, you know, busted can of biscuits, you know, and RFK Jr. is talking about, and he said, there's a point. If you look at the graphs, the graph out, like when they introduced seed oils to when all this obesity and when all autism and all this other health defects and cancers and all this shit literally spiked in the 80s. It just jumped off the charts in the 80s. It's because they introduced a bunch of fucking seed oils and chemical preservatives into our food streams. So I think that's the stuff that needs to be talked about that's not being addressed. Not the dancing Israelis and how Israel used 9/11 orchestrated by the Mossad so then they could turn around October 6th or 7th, whenever Hamas attacked Israel, so then they could turn around and use that as their 9/11 so they had a justification to go into Palestine and completely obliterate a people. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying seed oils are what's causing people and all these health issues right now. So
definitely not Mossad. Chips anymore.
What's that?
Right, potato chips aren't potato chips anymore.
No, everything's full of bullshit. Yeah, well,
it's still a potato, but it's the seed oil that makes. I mean, we used to, whenever we'd all go to the beach, you know, we'd have potato chips, and none of us were like super fat. I mean, I was a chubby kid. You know, I wore my husky.
No.
I was super fat.
And so you're saying you went in a pool with a t-shirt on, and you're like,
I did once or twice, yes, sir.
Confirmed. Me too.
I mean, and the thing about it is, if anybody hopping in your pool growing up, you need to wear a freaking seal skins. That thing was freezing, dude.
Listen, just because you don't have a, you know, something to pack it, it doesn't matter. It's not always cold in the pool, no matter who, which pool you get out of. It's not shrinkage all the time, Ed.
That's normal.
Phantom? Want to add to the potato chip?
It's normal.
I was going to say, I think it's a combination. Also, like, not only processing.
The more chips, the better.
I was like, not just the processing, but also just like the way things are around, you know, you mow the grass before you had to push your mower. Now you can sit on your ass. You know, before you were chopping wood. Now you got to fucking, you know, just pull a string and ready to rock and roll.
I think a lot of it has to do, too, with the work ethic. I mean, look at the President Physical Fitness Award that they used to give out every year. How many push-ups can you do? How many? They don't do that anymore. Look at the way they've changed even field day.
Now it's a participation award.
Right? I mean, when you take the competition out of it, or at least a little bit of sense of pride, the Phantom will bring up this point, too. You look at that movie, that Disney movie, WALL-E, where everybody in the future... By and large, is that where we're going? Everybody sits on their ass, you know, drinking big sodas, drinking. I mean, you see the culture is almost set up like it's okay to be like that. And I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just saying you got to be conscious of what you're doing. You know, have self-control, I guess, at the end of the day. And when nobody can tell you to change anything until you're ready to make a change. I mean, you have to do it on your own. I mean, nobody else will tell you until you're blue in the face. Go, you know, you got to change when you want to change. Or if there's a life-changing thing that happens to you and you say, hey, I'm going to turn that corner. That Dennis talked about it when we talked to him about his thing. You have a lifetime struggle and you yo-yo diet and your things work and then you fall off, whether it's family, whether it's schedule. And then when you're ready to do it and commit and you just hope for the best that you can do it one day at a time, right? You don't think about 2 weeks from now. You think about what am I going to do tomorrow or how am I going to process this? It's like whatever you do in life. You don't look too far ahead. You just, especially when you get to that age demographic, you do it day by day and you just hope for the best, right?
Yeah.
Time for shout-outs.
The crazy part about it is nobody really changes anything until it really happens to them, even though they've seen it go on around them.
Yeah. Yep. It's the not my kid theory. Not my kid until it's your kid.
Right.
Yeah. That's, you're always a voyeur until it hits home. And then you kind of process it by things you've seen before. And you go from there. But Tom, ready to wrap you up?
Yep.
All right. All right. So we'll wrap this up with some shout outs this week. And I'll start this week. So there's two special people in my life that share a birthday. And I'd like to acknowledge that it doesn't happen perfect like that all the time. My man, Ed, turning the big 51, joining the club. And the other person I'd like to wish a very, very happy birthday to, I brought him on, this man right here.
Mr. Cartel.
We want to wish him a very happy big 13th birthday. Got the glasses on, blind as a bat. That's all right. But yeah, I just want to wish him a happy 13th birthday from the crew.
Happy birthday. Yeah,
birthday, Carter.
Birthday.
He already grows a better mustache than you.
Whoa. That is a man that had a mustache at 13, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
If I didn't have, this would be a Santa Claus beard, and I would look exactly probably like my father if I had that the Bobby Clark beard. So, want to wish those guys happy birthday, Ed. Yeah, I want you to follow that one.
All right. Well, thank you for the birthday wishes. Appreciate it. Like to also thank you, say thank you to Brett with our interview that we're doing tomorrow, and check out Cape Cod Tunnel Permits online. Check them out. He hooked Andy and I up with a great interview tomorrow with Bruce. So check that out. And thank you very much, boys. It's always good to see everybody on a Saturday night.
Stop being a bitch, Ed. Stop being a bitch. Thomas, what do you got?
I want to give a shout out to frequent. He's been on a couple times, and I know he's probably going to be the first one to comment on the YouTube. Darren, he had something pretty shitty happened to him this past week, and he's a better person than I am, because I probably would have been in jail and would have done something. So good keeping you cool, bro.
Jaggy, what do you got this week?
Well, let's see, I'm jumping on that birthday thing. I want to say happy birthday to my son Caden, who turned 20 this week. Yeah, this week. And then also today is my nephew's birthday. I think he's 8. I don't know.
Details. In the details. Bradford, what do you got?
Happy birthday, Ed.
Thank you, sir.
Always so sneaky with the birthdays, man. You got to announce those more. Celebrate them, man. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Tell him, stop being a bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
Dennis, what do you got this week?
All right. So happy birthday, Ed, first and foremost. Thanks, and to your son, Andy. And so my typical shout out, I got two of my boys. Play for the state champion Cary Grove Trojans. They are now 3-0. We beat the crap out of McHenry last night, 46-7. Son had a nice run in there, tackle on special teams, so things are looking good. Cary Grove is ranked 14th in the state of Illinois right now and climbing. So shout out to Cary Grove Trojans. Proud of those boys.
Well, it comes time where we're going to finish the show with a shout out from the Phantom. Take it away there, RB.
I would like to shout out me and Mr. Brown's buddy, Adi. His dad's not doing so well, and we're hoping for the best for you, buddy.
Mm. Yep. Adi, I haven't seen him in a while, but I hope for the best with your dad. And, I guess that's another one in the books, right, fellas? It was another yuckety-yuck episode with the fellas and some picks and talking wrestling with Big D. Two pages worth. You can't turn around now.
I might just keep doing it just to piss everyone off. No, this could be a regular segment. I'll pick one. I'll review
AEW
my observations. What? Which one now? AEW?
AEW.
Wait.
Okay,
Wednesday
just give me a day. What day?
Hold on. Everybody's talking. Hold on.
Hold on. It's going to be Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on one of our old favorite wrestling stations, WTBS.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Done. So
we're talking plastic bag over the head suffocation. We're talking hypodermic needle. Hold on.
I might like this. I have a big notebook with lots of space.
we're going to do this point counterpoint. Yep. Point counterpoint. Dennis is going to bring the heavy notes, and Brad, you're going to have the rebuttal. This is the wrestling rebuttal segment.
So Wednesday, AEW?
Yep.
We'll be all of two people watching that, Andy.
Oh, come on.
That's Stop. One more than they have usual.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that treatment. Stop being a bitch.
AEW is coming to Providence. So I'm telling my son, like, hey, they haven't got, like, anybody going to this thing. Maybe the tickets are cheap.
Yeah, you could probably get them for $1 and a handy around the corner.
Out here in 413, he's trading for heroin.
Cheapest tickets are like almost $200. Way even way up in the top.
Ain't no way.
No wonder they can't draw anybody.
Yeah, ain't no way.
Yeah, crazy.
True stories. So with that being said, wrestling rebuttal next week.
All right, let's do it.
All right. AEW, 8 o'clock. And it should be good. All right, fellas. Well, later, everyone.